With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. We will likely know shortly who the new Canadian Prime Minister might be. Canada's governing Liberals choosing a replacement for Justin Trudeau. Liberal Party members appear set to pick Mark Carney as the new PM, an announcement expected sometime later in the evening. President Trump is softening his push to end daylight saving time.
Late last year, after winning the election, Donald Trump described daylight saving time as inconvenient and very costly, and he said Republicans would be working to eliminate the time shift. But last week, he backed off a bit and sounded less enthusiastic about making a change. He told reporters that daylight saving time is a 50-50 issue, and that when something's a 50-50 issue, it's hard to get excited about it. In the U.S. today, every state except Hawaii and Arizona observes daylight saving time. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says Republicans are ready to push forward for the president's budget blueprint.
We're working closely with Speaker Johnson and his team over in the House. We will, I expect, at some point soon, take up their budget. Happy to consider that. Happy to include tax provisions along with our what we pass in our budget, which is rebuilding our military, securing our border, unleashing American energy production.
Senator Cotton telling the Salem Radio Network he does expect the Senate to take up the House passed measure in the very near future. Well, the measles outbreak is growing right now in Texas. More than 200 cases have been confirmed. Officials also say two people have died. In the meantime, at least 12 states around the country now reporting cases of the measles. This is SRN News. In Wyoming, a new law designed to protect women.
The measure bars males from using female bathrooms, changing rooms, locker rooms, or living quarters in any state building or institution, including universities and colleges. Sarah Beth Nolan of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, states have a duty to protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of women and girls. Letting men intrude on women's spaces is a threat to their safety and a denial of the real biological differences between the two sexes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A legal analyst believes the Supreme Court is likely to side with an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is not gay. The outcome of that case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. This is SRN News. The recovery of the gray wolf in North America inching forward.
An annual population survey shows that there are now at least 286 Mexican gray wolves roaming parts of New Mexico and Arizona. That's 11% more than the previous year. And it marks the ninth straight year that the population of endangered animals has grown. A look at the numbers also shows there are 26 breeding pairs in the wild. Of the more than 160 pups born in 2024, just under half survived to the end of the year. John Scott reporting.
Brush fires on New York's Long Island fanning by high winds and picking up very quickly. Those fires spewing thick gray smoke and closed a major highway over the weekend. The governor declaring a state of emergency yesterday, but adds three of the four blazes have been contained. One firefighter has suffered minor injuries. More details at SRNnews.com.